On Sunday, August 4, 1968, the musical world lost one of its great citizens, and the University of Illinois lost one of its most distinguished artists and one of its finest teachers. On that day, Paul Ulanowski died at Doctor's Hospital in New York City of a heart ailment. He left this world as quietly as he moved among us. He was an unassuming man. The intimate friendship which tied him to other famous artists did not affect his humility. But behind his taciturn countenance hid a mind of gigantic scope, impeccable musical taste, faultless memory, and keen judgment. Paul Ulanowski was born in Vienna, Austria, 60 years ago. Both of his parents were professional teachers of singing and concert artists. Paul studied piano with Severin Eisenberger and composition with Joseph Marx at the Academy of Music and musicology at the University of Vienna. While he was still a student, he began his professional career as pianist and official keyboard instrumentalist of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, a singular honor for such a young man. In the mid-30s, the distinguished contralto Enid Santo invited him to play for her American concert tour. This invitation introduced him to the United States. After their concert in Carnegie Hall, Lotte Lehmann came backstage to meet the young accompanist and asked him to visit her the next day. She had him play a few measures of three Schubert songs, and afterwards she engaged him on the spot as accompanist for her impending world tour. Thus began a lifelong and beautiful artistic and personal friendship between the most famous leader singer and Paul Ulanowski. Long after her retirement, she continued to call on him for counsel, and he never came back from his concerts on the West Coast without having visited her in her home in Santa Barbara. Paul and I had been friends since our childhood in Vienna. Our parents had been friends before. During my own student days at the Academy of Music, I watched his artistic progress with great pride. When Lotte Lehmann and he gave a recital in the auditorium of the University of Illinois, in February 1946, we renewed our friendship, which had been interrupted by immigration and the war. In subsequent years, Paul returned to Urbana to give concerts with Martial Saint-Guerre, a well-known French singer, baritone, Irmgard Seyfried, and with the Bach Aria group. And finally, he was persuaded to join our own music faculty as artist in residence. In this capacity, he enriched the musical life of our community beyond measure. Paul Ulanowski accompanied members of our music faculty and many voice students in recitals. But probably his greatest contribution was as teacher. His inspiring musicianship opened new doors to many of our young singers. He gave generously of his unending knowledge of repertoire and style. The student found in him a sympathetic listener, an advisor of exemplary integrity, and a master of musical and poetic interpretation. Those who were fortunate enough to have him as their accompanist for their graduate recitals were brought a step closer to their dream of impending artistic fulfillment. Paul's intellectual range transcended his professional field. He was a true humanist and scholar with an encyclopedic knowledge and an unbelievably retentive mind. His thoughts and his work spanned the arc of creativity and history. Because of his unassuming ways, his presence here was sometimes taken for granted. But when Hermann Prey, one of the younger masters of the German art song, was told that the great Ulanowski is coaching student singers at the University of Illinois as part of their musical education, he could not believe that our students could be so fortunate. Paul Ulanowski's legacy of recorded music is comparatively small. His commitments in the United States were so many that he rarely found time to spend weeks in the recording studios of Europe, where most of such work is done. Only a fraction of the thousands of songs he accompanied are preserved for posterity on recordings. They tell of his supreme artistry and pianistic virtuosity. But, alas, they make one only long for more. His untimely death leaves only too few of us who can recall his art. Some fortunate people, of whom I am one, may recall the added pleasure of knowing him as a chamber musician. I spent some of my happiest hours reading forehand piano music with him and sharing evenings of chamber music when we played viola and piano alternately. Paul Ulanowski was married to Lucy Trosdahl of Savannah, Georgia, for 27 years. His wife preceded him in death last October. He leaves three children, Alex, 26, Karen, 21, who was recently married to the young American pianist David Hagen, who, by the way, was a piano student of Paul Ulanowski, and Philip, aged 15. He will be remembered not only by some close friends in our community, but by countless admirers of his unique artistry in every part of the civilized world.